outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, January 27th.
Happy fucking Friday.
Yes. Well, at least we're welcome in the weekend with a great mood.
Yes. Please, I'm so excited for the weekend. I mean, like literally this week can't like go by any faster. It's been the week from fucking hell.
It has for you, huh?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's happening to you.
I don't either. I want to say a series of fuck my life, fuck. Okay, yeah. I'm over it. I'm good now.
Yeah?
Yes, it made me feel better.
Do you want to tell people what happened yesterday? Or?
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, why not? So after, you know, cat scratch fucking fever, I got any more facts. After that, I have a good day yesterday. Like, I have all these meetings and things are like, I mean, these awesome things are happening, whatever. Mm. And we go, like, I stay longer and... we go to happy hour and I go out to my car. Oh, I go to leave to go out to my car. And this is the most stupidest, retardedest thing. So I go to pick up my purse and the purse has like these metal clasps on it and it gets stuck on my finger. And I'm not even kidding. Like I'm lifting up my entire heavy purse with my finger. I'm like, look, like, what the hell? It hurts like shit, obviously.
Yeah.
So then I like just yank it off. There's like blood everywhere. I'm like, why is this happening to me right now? My friend is just looking at me like, you are a disaster.
Yeah.
You know? And whatever. So we clean that up. I'm like, okay, I go out to my car. Two fucking tickets on my car.
Wow. For parking.
Well, one is my tags are expired. Oops. And the other one's for parking, for being like an hour late because we were just chatting. And so I call him and I'm like, I am not going to happy hour anymore. This is not happy for me. This is not happy hour. This is sad hour. This is like, I need to go home. The universe is saying, stay the hell inside your house.
Right.
So and he's like, no, come on. We'll go to dinner. It's like one of my favorite places. So I'm like, all right, fine. So we go to dinner and then I should have gone home after and I didn't. And I'm like, because I wanted to go to the show. I wanted to go to Sudden Show. So I go to the show and someone stole my phone that was plugged in right on the stage.
Right.
At Hard Rock, by the way. Fuck Hard Rock Hollywood.
Right.
I want them to blow up.
Right.
Blow up.
Now, but let me ask you this. Who plugs a phone on the stage?
Well, like, everyone's looking at the stage. So it's the safest place to plug it in. Right?
I don't know.
You would think.
I wouldn't part with my phone.
But I was sitting right there.
Okay.
I mean, right by it. And like, it wasn't a big deal. Like they were playing and then they got off and then, okay. So I walked away to say goodbye to people literally right by the stage, but no one was down there at that point. It was all like just them cleaning up and like some of the workers there, obviously they were like busting the tables and whatever. So, it was someone that worked there, obviously.
Yeah.
So
God.
I'm so pissed, but the power of social media, I'm like, everyone like is like, wow, you're such a Twitter freak or a Facebook freak. I'm like, I am. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I tweet all the time. I tweet when I'm pissed more so.
Right.
And I tweet to companies.
Yeah.
And I tweet when you give me things so you can send me. Oh, by the way, thank you, Thorlow Socks, if you're listening, because they just sent me it.
Oh, you got some new socks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love prizes. Anyway, so they sent me like a ton of socks. I was like, they're amazing. Anyway, so I tweeted to Hard Rock. I was so pissed last night. So I was like, finding them, and I tweeted to them, and I tagged the Hollywood one, and I wrote how some employees stole my phone, and they wrote me back.
Really?
They wrote me back this morning. Yeah. So they gave me an email to follow up with, and they're like, let's figure this out. So thank you, and if you get me a new phone, then I'm all happy. If not, I'm fucking everyone's life. Honestly.
It's so difficult without a phone, you know?
Oh, my God. I don't, I'm literally going insane right now. And I live on my phone. Like,
yeah.
I am on my phone, like, every second. I like, need it. It's, like, a part of me.
Yeah.
It's, like, you know, a third boob, like in a way,
right?
Except not, but kind of.
Okay.
Like, anyway, I could go on.
Get the visual.
I'm just in a really weird mood right now. I think I'm still drunk too.
Are you really?
Yeah, because then I drank more. Yeah. I actually found a Jack Daniels bottle in my purse on the car this morning. I'm like, oh shit, if I get pulled over for not having tags or something, then they're going to see this bottle in my purse. Hi, Ossifer. Here's like another, you know, like what the fuck? And I'm sure I smell of it still. I did shower though.
Well, that's good. We appreciate
it. Yeah, but I still reek of it. Alcohol. I can like smell a Jack Daniels.
Wow.
Anyway.
What a day. Yeah, you need a couple days off, you know, take the weekend off.
I know. And my elbow from hitting it the other day, it's like...
It still hurts.
Like, what is going on right now? Like, am I supposed to be learning some crazy lesson? I don't know what it is. Do tell.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank God it's Friday.
Maybe you need to cut down on the drinking, maybe?
This is normal everyday life. This happened in here. We weren't drinking in here that day. That day. But yeah, anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I hope it gets better for you. I really do.
You and me both. Otherwise, I'm just drowning in wine all
weekend. Any big plans for the weekend or anything?
Well, I was going to shoot something on Saturday, but clearly I can't shoot because of my face now. Mm. So that's not happening.
Yeah.
But I think we're gonna work around my scenes on Sunday. So that's it. I mean, it's a non-football
week. Well,
they can
just shoot you from the other side.
Yeah. No, I tried that. I actually tried looking in the mirror and saying, oh, can you see it from my left side is my better side anyway. Can you see it from this way? Uh-huh. And then as the guys were saying yesterday, they're like, it looks like you snorted coke on your face. It looks like white from this side. I'm like, that's not okay. Fine.
But not from the, not on the left because when we took the pictures, you couldn't see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's
you turned your face a lot.
So. Let's have everyone who's listening right now go on our Facebook page and like can write on it and let me know what you think.
Well, I haven't posted the picture.
Oh, well, post the damn photos. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Go on it later. But yeah, so.
All right. Well.
Thank God it's a week off football, so I can recoup from like my sorrows.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we've got special guests in the studio. Why don't you go ahead and introduce them to us?
Well, they're a really awesome band. I really dig their style, and they decided to come in, which is great. Bless us with their presence. The Rapscallions are in here.
Rapscallions, good morning. Yeah. Welcome to you.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
If you guys are going to sit so far from the microphones, we might as well go off the air because I can't hear anything.
Sounds good.
Speak it closer.
There's three of you. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
What's up? What's up? I'm Matt Still.
Matt.
Chris Clements, the bass player.
I'm Dario Forzato, the guitar player.
Cool. So you're the drummer.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, but
vocals. Drummer can make it.
You should see him play drums. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I call it technical, but whatever.
Yeah. So you're the vocalist?
Yes, sir.
Cool. So are you guys all from L.A. or did you move here from somewhere?
Not originally. We're all from different spots. I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Italy.
I'm from Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Wow.
Yay, Italy.
Yeah, Italy.
We got
I'm
Milano
Italian.
Buongiorno.
Hey. I'm Sicilian.
We call him the Italian scallion this week.
Yeah. Hey.
So how long have you been here from Italy?
Well, for almost 2 years. 2 years.
A year? Oh, two years.
2 years. 2 years.
2 years. Wow, that's pretty cool. What did you do there? Were you into music there too?
Yeah, I was into music. I was working, you know.
Guitar player.
I was a guitar player.
Cool.
And then I moved here.
How'd you guys all meet up? How'd this forum happen?
Pretty funny. You know, I met him, our producer. We were looking for another guitar player, so she connected us. And then I met Matt through this band, Kinda Major. Our buddy Steve hooked us up.
Yeah, Steve Miller told me about this band, and he's like, you got to check him out.
Yeah, and, you know, he came in, and, you know, the magic was there instantly. We were just kind of like, yeah, we got to do this. So
yeah.
Wow. And how long was that? How long ago was that?
Well, Matt's our new singer, actually. He's been with us for a few months now, about a little over half a year.
Yeah, I moved out here permanently kind of end of June.
Oh, okay. Where did you move from?
Florida. From Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay.
See you guys newbies.
From Duval. Newbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys like LA so far?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's not to love?
Spot
I don't know. I don't know, you know.
So, well.
Attacking cats in the Hard Rock Cafe.
I could go on. Exactly. I've been here for 10 years. Let me go. Let me go. No, I'm kidding. That was a rant earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Things that I hate about LA. No, but it was funny.
Yeah, keep it positive.
I know. This has just been a really horrible week, but yes, well, positive energies now.
Yeah, exactly. We have nice guests in the studio and stuff, so
I'm just gonna sage everywhere.
Yeah, we're nice guests.
Stick it in my mouth.
Sage. Breathe it in. Anyway.
Stick it in my mouth.
Yeah, anyway,
you see, you don't say that in a room full of men.
Killer. I say it on purpose, actually. My humor is.
That's the only time she says it.
Yeah, she's having
I'm really dirty.
So, Bridgetta, how did you find out about the band?
Actually, through Boo from Sporty LA. I used to do a couple events with Sporty LA, and they work with Sporty LA as well. So, yeah. Kind of.
What's Sporty LA?
Sporty LA is a really awesome store that everyone should check out. There's one on Melrose. There's one in San Diego, and I forget where else. But it's a shoe store and a sports store, but mostly shoes, all kinds of shoes.
I see.
Not just sports shoes either. That's actually where I met Bear Paul. Thank you very much. My bear poles that I'm wearing right now. Yeah. Are you wearing yours, by the way?
No, not today. Because yesterday I wore them and it was so friggin' warm that, you know, I mean.
I wear mine all the time.
These boots are like, they're full of fur and everything.
That's amazing. Know? But I wear them with skirts.
Yeah,
I don't care.
We get our shorts there.
Yeah, they have everything. They're just awesome.
So how did you guys connect with them? Are they sponsoring you or something or what?
Actually, we played a couple of their parties. We played. They had the NBA All Star event. Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's where we met.
Yeah, that is
originally because I was hosting that party.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Celebrity host. I know.
Yeah, go on.
Not that I'm
so we
that
came
big of a celebrity.
To Rocket and have a good time.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Who, Rocket?
No, they came to Rocket, like Rock
Out.
Oh, my God.
I thought you said we came to Rocket. I'm like, who the fuck is Rocket?
You know, we showed up in our NASA spacesuits.
Killer.
Wow. Where are we today? I don't know.
So before you moved here, what were you doing in Florida?
I was actually playing in a lot of the local bars there. Touring around with one of my buddies, Odd Rod. He was doing spoken word. I was doing live acoustic guitar. So hitting colleges, whatnot, just staying busy as much as possible.
So no day job or anything. I mean,
no
you managed
job.
To survive
music.
On this?
Yeah, music for like the last 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Because not many people are able to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They spend like years trying to get discovered and everything and, you know, just living, you know, being waiters and stuff.
Yeah, we feel very lucky we've been able to do it, you know, professionally. And
yeah. So the band, you guys all are able to survive from it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I salute you guys.
We got some good things happening.
Yeah, obviously.
No,
I mean,
they're
you guys
good.
Are not
I told you. Yeah.
Time.
Balling on a budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's talk about some music. So how do you describe your music? Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit?
Well, our music is a kind of mix of rock, funk, rap, hip-hop, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what we like.
Really?
We like to rock it out.
It's awesome. It's really awesome.
Three white boys singing rap.
When you hear one, we'll play one of the songs in a minute. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, they're awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's check out one of the songs because I want to know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So let's see. We have Got Your Lovin' Coming and California Brain.
Let's check out California Brain. This is the song we just put in this new video game, Rocksmith. It's on PlayStation and Xbox right now. So. It's pretty cool. It's it's like Guitar Hero, but you can plug in any real guitar, so you can.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. You can get the game and you can play our song in it.
Wait, what's the game called again?
It's called Rocksmith.
Rocksmith. I totally want this game. And and Curtis, if you're listening, you probably are, who's my ex but slash roommate, we share the half dog. Mm. He works for video game companies. Get me the damn game.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway.
It's always nice to know people who have that.
Do you like video games? Have you ever
I'm
played?
I'm a dork. Come on.
Really?
I'm like a dude in so many ways. I just like to dress up pretty sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what games do you like?
I haven't played games in a while, but I tried the new Call of Duty. That's freaking awesome because we got that one.
Modern Warfare 3.
Huh?
That's a new Call of Duty.
I don't know the name of it.
Modern Warfare. Believe me, I
just know that I like the game.
I used to be into games, but I still get them to feel like I'm playing, but I don't play them anymore. I kind of lost interest in that. But so you like
I like fighting. I mean, are you surprised?
No, not at all.
I was on the Ted Nugent show. It's a whole other thing. Yeah.
Shoot it up.
Yeah, I like shooting things. I don't know why I didn't shoot Cat, but anyway. Jesse, you're very lucky. Anyway, let's hear a song.
Yeah, let's hear a song, California Brain, by Rapscallions.
The place, city dreamers, where angels are made, devils are born, money is
So how who really formed the band? Did you form the band?
Yeah, I started the band and kind of, you know, found these guys. It all came together.
Yeah, and so that all happened here, right?
Yeah.
You're from New York also. Did you have any bands in New York?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up playing in lots of bands around New York, and but I, you know, really wanted to take it seriously, so I felt like this was the place to do it. So I came out here, and, you know, I was very fortunate to meet these guys, and, you know, I love what we do.
So did you set the style for the music and stuff, or was that a collaborative
thing? No, I think, you know, everyone in the band makes it what it is. It's, it's the combination of, you know, Matt and myself and Dario. It makes it sound how it sounds. I don't think it would sound... If it wasn't these guys, it wouldn't sound the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's really a unique sound, you know. I mean, it's like you mixed a lot of different things in there, and it's really cool, you know. I mean, it grabs you.
Thanks so much.
We all
kind of just brought our favorite influences into it, and you know, that's what you get.
Yeah. So now, when you write the songs, do you write them together? I mean, do you physically sit together and go, "We should do this, we should do that"?
Oh, totally.
Really?
Big group effort. From the start of the song, you know, whether they come up with the music and, you know, all the way to the last hook and whatnot, we really kind of just see through each part of the song together. You know.
Wow. How long does it take to usually write a song for you guys?
The good ones come out in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. I used to write songs too. Sometimes it can take you a long time. Sometimes you just have it in your head. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So you guys perform in Southern California. Right?
Where's the next spot?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we actually, we just got done. We played at the LA Half Marathon out in Venice.
You're supposed to do that.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. You never went.
I knew it. So that was pretty cool.
That's great.
That was, right?
Funny.
Oh, my God.
Aha.
So funny.
Yeah. So where's the next guys? Do you know yet? Or you heard?
Right now we're in the studio recording.
Cool.
So we're working on that and getting some new music out for everyone. That we're going to put out either this spring or early summer.
Mm-hmm. I think Sporty LA should throw a new party.
Bring it.
We're always down to party.
Bring it.
Yeah.
That way they
especially
can play.
For Brigetta, you know. She'll take any party anytime.
Hell yeah.
I think we're having a cat party next week, so.
Yeah. Funny, guys. I know. I'm going to get these pussy cats. I'm going to have all these jokes like, for so long. It's going to be until I'm healed, at least.
Yeah.
And I better heal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm freaking out about. But hey. I guess war scars.
Yeah, just pray there's no scars or anything, you know.
Just spray? Is that
just,
what you're
saying? Just spray.
Clever.
Just spray.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well spray too, you know.
Yeah. Whatever. But anyway, so let's get dirty.
Yeah, exactly. So how are women in LA? You guys getting lucky out here or what?
Man. Yeah, they're both really attached to beautiful women right now.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, the drummer, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the Italian guy isn't wasting any time.
No, not at all.
He's got his nine wives, you know.
Mr. Dario Romeo.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
So you two have girlfriends?
Yes, we do.
Currently. How long have you been with her?
8 months.
Oh, really?
Nine,
so you didn't really waste any time. I mean, you got here.
No, actually, I found a girl from Milan. I'm from Milan, and I found another girl from Milan here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
So, you know,
cool.
Kind of random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you want to give a chance to the American girls, too? You might as well. Huh?
I gave some chances.
Oh, you did. You didn't waste
He's
any
like,
time.
He's like, I gave it a
Italian scallion. Romeo over there, right?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And so what about you? How long have you been with your
I've
girlfriend?
Been with my girl a long time. Yeah. We've been together over 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she moved with you?
Actually, no. She was. It's funny when we met. She's a musician as well, and she was going on tour to Europe, and I was going back to LA the next day. And I said, you know, hey, we should keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
We just, you know, talked over the phone a lot, and then she flew out from Sweden to
LA.
Oh,
really?
That was the next time we hung out, and we've been together ever since.
So, really?
Yeah.
A Swedish girl, huh?
Oh, she's not Swedish.
Oh, she's not Swedish. No. She just went to Sweden.
I like the brunettes, but she's from New York.
They do have brunettes there, by the way.
Really?
They're not all blondish.
That exists.
Miracle.
That's
I didn't know either.
That's a needle in the haystack.
Yeah. Right? Now, is it easy to have a girlfriend while you're playing in a band and you got all these chicks around
when
you
When they're
and stuff
as hot as our girls, definitely.
Really? They're pretty hot, huh?
And they're pretty cool, I guess. Like when obviously the girls are like sitting there throwing themselves and whatnot. They're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if they're big enough to have girls throw themselves at them, but it's probably
pretty close. It happens. There are
really
still groupie people.
I mean,
yeah. Oh my God.
Matt.
Yeah.
He wears Velcro and just walks around. And these girls just
really
jumping.
It's amazing.
So do they start having your leg like
full body
crazy
suit?
Horny dog.
I just have a few civil unions.
Yeah.
We have to fight a few off on the way into the studio, you know.
Yeah. Carrying you never know. Now. Yeah. I'm just going to pet cat. Anyway. But yeah, no, I mean, there's always like the crazy little groupies and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, I used to date a singer. I mean, and it was funny. And I'm like, go ahead, whatever. I mean, I was like, tell everyone that you're single because you need to do that. I mean, for your fans and whatnot. They always, even like if I'm dating someone now, like I'm not right. going to tell anyone. I'm going to let everyone think that I'm single.
Yeah.
I like your style.
Yeah. Because sex sells.
Yeah. She knows how to play the game.
Boom.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Let everyone think you're going to fuck them.
That's what we have Matt for.
Yeah. See, she's
I get pawn off everything. They're like, oh, this chick's hot. Maybe
Yeah. That's why she gets everything for free, you see, because she lets people think they can fuck her.
Yeah, you can think all you want. Now when you actually do it is when you don't get shit.
Yeah, when you get something else instead.
It's getting real.
Anyway,
note to self.
So Matt, do you find girls in the concerts and stuff? I mean, is that where you find girls?
Yeah, I mean, this is really the melting pot of the melting pot America is. I'd say here in LA there's a little bit of everything, so lots of beautiful women and whatnot.
Yeah, but mostly they're dumb as rocks.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all the groupies flood to Hollywood, so they're either talking about like doing Runyon tomorrow or getting parking tickets. No offense.
Thanks. Like,
I mean, there's not much to it, but
and
you know.
Eat shit, and die. And eat shit.
I'm gonna kick back in this chair real quick.
Exactly, kick rocks, dude. Yeah, but there are so many. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some great people out there, but there are so many dumb nitwit girls.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Who move here, you know, to be in entertainment, and they don't necessarily have a lot of education or anything, you know, and they just.
Yeah. And you know what? And why do I always get the ditzy roles? Every role I go out for, that's what I get.
Really?
Film blonde and like stripper shit. Mm. Like, why?
Well, maybe because you're a good actress, so they think you can, you know, stretch a little bit.
I guess something's like, I don't know why. Anyway, yeah.
The ditzy one. Well, that's the thing is that, you know, when it comes to movie roles, you shouldn't be concerned that much, you know. I mean, that's the thing.
I
is that you don't
I am tired
have to be
of playing a whore. No, I'm kidding.
Then tell him.
I'm just tired.
Tell him, get off my back, you know. Give me some juicy roles instead.
Yeah. You kind of just typecast and you just kind of go with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. But
cool.
Yeah.
So where do you guys perform? I mean, can we... So
like
you
said
no, I know, but other places like where?
Oh, we've played.
I mean,
played
do you go
over.
Like to Orange County and stuff
sure,
like that?
Sure, yeah. You know, we've played in San Juan Capistrano, and you know, we've just played in New York. We've played in Florida.
Where's really? The coolest place?
Coolest place? What would you say?
And why?
Well, Vegas is fun. I'm really
expanding.
Yeah,
Vegas is always a good time.
You can't say Vegas.
You have to though.
Vegas.
We played at Mandalay Bay Event Center not so long ago.
Okay, yeah, drop the names.
And
should I pick that up for you?
Yes, you should, because that was probably the most fun show I think we've ever.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Awesome. Yeah.
And how do you guys get the gigs? You have an agent, a manager?
Yeah, we have a booking agent, but
we pawn a lot of it off on Chris. Yeah. Just let him do a lot of the work. Busy writing.
They hook the plow up to me and you know make me work, but. No, it's good. We've been fortunate lately that the gigs start coming to us rather than us having to look for them.
So. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you got to that sweet point, you know, where sweet spot. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm. Where
I wasn't sure what you were saying.
Yeah. Shut up.
You put in the work.
Shut up.
Then, I get what you're saying.
Female
you know, when you're starting out, you gotta hustle and get everything for yourself, and then you get
really
to the point
do.
Where it reverses. So we're lucky.
Well,
to
that's
that
cool. Way. So you're in that place right now.
Yeah, lucky to be.
Wow, wonderful, cool. So you guys recording another album now? You in the studio?
Yeah, right now we're kind of in the pre-production phase, so we're kind of just writing and seeing what works, got some good ideas, and laying them down.
Yeah. We'll
come up with a group of songs and kind of narrow it down from there. Mm-hmm. So we're laying down everything right now.
Cool. And you guys do all the production and everything as well? You're involved in that?
Yeah. It's pretty hands-on.
Dario's got a really cool studio in his house, so he kind of engineers for us. And
oh, really? That's cool. That's
yeah, you know, we do some pre-productions. We see what works best and we record and then we decide. what's sounding best.
Cool. Sweet.
Yeah. So, but you guys don't have a keyboards in your band, right?
You can
it's
always,
just a guitar and the bass.
Yeah, we got a little kazoo, a little guitar. Yeah. And,
You can always add it in.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true. During the recording and stuff. Yeah.
Part of our sound's pretty raw, you know.
Right.
Our thing has always been when we play live, we want to sound exactly like we sound on the record. You know, we don't want to dress it up too much. So.
Right.
What people appreciate
is,
that
is what you're
too.
Gonna get when you come to one of our shows.
Yeah, it's amazing what a great sound you can create just with the bass and the guitar, you know. And people don't realize that, you know, they rely on too many instruments and stuff. But you know, you put drums, bass, guitar, and a singer, and you got yourself a band.
Definitely.
You know.
I can play Rock Band and pretend.
Mm. Yeah.
There you go.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. But play that game he was telling us with
a
real guitar.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's great that you guys got that, too. Congrats on that as well.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was going to say something. And
okay, well, let's play the next song. We have Got Your Love coming. And let's see. When did you produce this album?
That CD came out a couple months ago in October.
Oh, so it's new.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so let's hear another song from Rapscallions. And this one's Got Your Love coming.
Get it right. Am I gonna get up, pay the bills with my ass off to keep the lights on and on day to day? Work is work and play won't stay. Seem like we were on the same page, looking at it different ways. I was up on classified, looking for some harmony. Said I was a good guy, but you said that you were on to me. Hit you up last week, but you still haven't responded to me. How you could ignore this is still so beyond me. Said I'm getting crazy, baby. Sadie dog gon' give me rabies. Someday some fine ass lady gonna have my babies, babies. Now mama's mama gonna be a showstopper. Said I'm gonna love the girl and treat her so proper. Got your love coming, got your love coming. One look at you and my jaw broke the floor. Eyes so blue, the sky leaves me wanting more. You smell so sweet, flowers leave me bored. Summertime has come and tell me what you wanna do. I could fall in love with you if you could love me too. Let it get real hot and break it off in a few. Soon as it's all over, we're left wishing it was true. But it's mid-August, did you promise your daddy you'd finish college? Get your doctorate, and I'll pay you back your student loan deposits. Girl, you know I got you in the future if you need it. Get to the window, shout my name and repeat it.
Got your love coming, girl. You're the only one who ever. Got your love coming, and I won't hold back. Let's keep this on track. Got your love.
come in. Now, what's the story behind this song?
Oh, God.
I'll let Matt tell that one.
It's about this Jax Beach girl, or is Mark, if he's listening, would like me to say Jax Beach Beezy. I was leaving to come out here, so we were about to, we're dating for approximately 3 weeks and just had to break that off.
Yeah.
I was moving to L.A., so, you know, heartbreak.
Really? Would you guys talk about
really?
It all
in 3
anymore?
Weeks, you guys managed to build something.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes
yeah,
you just,
it was real
you just
quick.
Meet and it's like,
yeah.
Bam.
Well, I mean, I was really hungover when I met her, so it was like.
Oh, now he's trying to justify it. Stop it. It's like, what guys are like, oh, they show a little bit of weakness and they have to like, oh, no, I didn't mean that. I don't have a weak spot. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. They actually set up the song. And back in April of 2011, they were sending me music to check out and listen to. And it was definitely my favorite instrumental they had sent over. So it was like one of the first songs that I guess we kind of finished besides California Brain.
Right. You know? So were you the one who wrote the lyrics for this one?
Yeah, on that one I did write the lyrics.
Right.
We do a lot of, on a lot of the songs we'll actually get together and work on lyrics. But that one in particular, I guess I wrote back in Jacksonville Beach, brought it out here. And they were like, we dig it. So
yeah,
laid it down.
Cool.
Do you still you don't talk to the girl anymore?
Not so much, a little bit. You know, it's not the same.
Aww.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, so.
Oh, right. See, there he goes again. There
she's
he goes
in
again.
Phone somewhere.
It was a heartbreak, but he forgot.
Such a brat.
Yeah. Yeah, LA will do that to you, you know?
He's totally full of shit, though. Whatever.
Yeah. So do you guys normally write the lyrics first and then the music, or the other way around? Or?
No, we really don't have a set method. It just kind of comes. I mean, you know, sometimes Dario will come in with a guitar part and he'll say, hey guys, check this out, or Matt will come in with lyrics, or I'll have a bass idea. It really, it's never a process. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
And I have like, I have a friend of mine who writes, and he's like, I write because I write for what people want to hear. And he's like, I don't really write from experience. Bullshit. I think like everything is kind of, you write from an experience or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't write from experience, what are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he used to say all the time.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, it depends. I mean, you know, you can write songs about anything.
Right.
You know, but I think they mean more when you actually sit there and you based it on something in your life and things like that. Because, you see, like the guy said, he writes what people want to hear. But I think actually what you want to do is write something that is meaningful to you. And hopefully people will like it. You know, that's what art is about.
Yeah,
I think
if you have something that's meaningful to you, there's definitely someone else out there that's going to feel the same thing.
Right.
So if you're feeling it, there's a good chance that they will too.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we got a bunch of emotional guys here.
God. Yeah, I'm crying right now.
Group therapy session right here.
I know. Well, they're artists, and like artists, you know.
Yeah, in touch with their feelings. Huh?
Yeah. Wait, what signs are you guys?
Sag.
I'm a Pisces.
Aries.
Arius? Oh. No, I'm sorry. Like your accent.
Arius.
The Italian Ram.
The Italian guy.
Yeah. No, so you were in Italy. Were you living off of music too for a while?
Yeah. I was, you know, touring around with the band, and it's called Sette Sotto. We did a lot of gigs around Italy, and then, you know, productions, recording, writing.
Right.
But then I decided to take it to the next level. You know?
Really? Just so
to,
you felt Italy was a little too small for you?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It is kind of small, especially if you like rock music and this kind of stuff. So.
Right. So you decided to move out here.
Yeah, so let's go to L.A.
So L.A. was your first choice in the United States.
I came here the first time in 2007, so, and I really liked the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, after the first 3 days, I said, I'm never going to move here.
Really?
Yeah.
The culture shock, man. You know?
The first time was kind of shocking. But then after 10 days, I said, yeah, I like it, and I want to move here eventually. And I did it, a couple of years later. And everything worked out fine. So.
Wonderful. So you moved out here. You didn't know anybody, though, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of tough.
Just my luggage, my guitar, and
A couple bucks in your pocket. usually the case.
How do your families? I mean, obviously they love it now that you guys are like doing your thing and all that. But were they supportive from the very beginning, or?
Oh yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I got to give them so much credit for that, because, you know, if it wasn't for them in the early days, you know, we wouldn't be doing it now.
Yeah, it's cool when your parents support you, you know, because. It's usually like, go get a real job, you know what I mean?
That's what mine say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I like shoving it in their face. Like, I don't tell them things. Well, then that's really bad. But because they watch a show and then I'm half naked and I'm like, shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's because it's, you know,
Californication.
I mean, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool show.
Yeah.
Which season?
Third.
Daria's right now.
I know, I still haven't seen that one.
My mom walks at home, he's going to start going through.
Yeah. She's been on almost every show you can think of, you know? Yeah, she gets around.
Oh, thanks. Wow. Oh. Wow. <Ba-dum-bum.
laughs> Yeah. Stop, no, that's not what I meant. You know,
I know.
What I mean.
I know. Yeah. But you know, my parents were not supportive at all. So I think that's awesome when you have parents that are, because I think
that's
hard. Much
it's hard to be supportive as a parent when your kid, because you know you have plans for your kids. You know, you want them to go to college. Yeah. You just want the best for them. And then my daughter, you know, at the age of 20, decided she's going to go to the Musicians Institute here in Hollywood.
Am I?
I said, well, you know, I'm not going to fight it. You know, all you can do is support them because they really want it. You know, you really want your parents' approval and their support, you know, because otherwise you feel alone.
You can do, in a way. And like, you are, like, I mean, because you're out here, we have your good friends and everything, but you always want, like, the approval of your parents in a way, you know?
Especially when you're younger, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're not really sure what you're doing and everything. Yeah. So we just supported her, you know, but hopefully she'll do something with it. I don't know, you know.
Well, that'd be awesome.
She's a singer and everything, but that's what she wants to do, you know? But go figure, you know?
I like rubbing it in just when I don't say anything and then they watch it on TV and I'm like,
Oh, God.
Put in your mouth. Where'd you guys go to college? Did you guys go to college or no?
I didn't. Yeah, so. we went to MI actually.
You guys went to MI? Yeah. Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Both of you?
Me and Dario did, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I went to school a little bit in North Carolina and then.
Yay, UNC. What, not UNC?
No, not UNC, Brevard. And then went to UNF back in Jacksonville, Florida.
Got it.
Pretty
cool.
Good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys went to MI too, huh? Is it really worthwhile? I mean, do you think it helps you with anything in the career?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great school. You know, if you you apply yourself, I think you can learn a lot there for sure.
Right. Yeah.
One of my friends teaches there too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I can't tell. They're playing next week, but I can't announce it yet.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Like it's a major band or something.
Well, I'm not supposed to. Yeah, I just don't talk about it.
Okay. We won't
talk about anything.
She knows a lot of secrets.
Just use the school for more like a free practice spot.
Yeah.
We would go in there and just jam all the time, you know, to like 3 or 4 in the morning and just, you know, write songs.
Right. So, but you have to choose a certain track, right? When you go there, like production and engineering or more like vocals
and
stuff like that, right?
I guess you could, but
it's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
A lot of time, a lot of money, too. I mean, that place is not cheap, huh?
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, well, I learned the hard way.
Supporting your girl, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Clutch.
Yeah. So now she's going to learn how to bartend, you know. So I said, okay, fine. You know, whatever you want to do, you know, you want to stay in school.
Drinking and music go hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
And, and plus, you know, when you get started, you need to have a day job or something. You know, you can't just survive on your aspirations early on.
She's going to survive on you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she's doing. Stay in school for the rest of her life, you know, from one school to another.
Yeah.
Well,
I played that game for a little bit.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you go to college?
I went for a little bit, but I was a brat. I wanted to go to art school, and my parents wouldn't pay for art school. They just weren't supportive of anything. So, because I was a dancer back in the day and an artist, and they wouldn't let me. So what I did is I went to college, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I only went to my art classes and my dance classes, and I did not go to anything else. So they paid the tuition.
Wow.
And then, of course, I got in trouble, you know. And so, you know, they were like, you can't go to school. We make sure you go to any classes. And they were, like, so pissed. Like, we wasted all this money, and now you're kicked out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, if you only sent me to art school, I would have gone to all the classes.
Yeah, that's true. You got to go. I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, kids – they, you know, they grow up with a certain sense of music, you know. You can't take it out of them, you know. I mean, I grew up like this, too. I played guitar since I was, like, 12 years old, wrote songs, sang, things like that, you know. And it's just, but for some reason, I never believed I could pursue that and succeed, you know. So I just went into other things. But I think it's, you need that support. You need that support, but it's innate, you know. I mean, if you're born with it, I think, you know. With so if you try to change the direction of the person and send him into working in an office or something, it's not gonna happen.
Fuck my life.
I'd be fired by 1 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I would actually do something on purpose to get fired. Like, I can't do it. I can't work in an office.
Right.
It's like pain. Like, I'd rather watch paint dry.
Right.
Or ants walk.
Okay.
Or cat scratch. Yeah. Well, I'm ADD. I need like things.
Aren't
to
we
do.
All?
Can't you guys tell? Like I'm fidgety. I'm like I need to do things.
Yeah. Like, that's yeah. why you get into all that trouble. You
I know.
Don't want to stay
I get
home.
Bored so easily. Yeah. I just need things to do, and like I just need yeah. to be active all the time.
Why don't you learn how to entertain yourself in
I
other ways?
I entertain myself every day. Yeah. I have the best conversations with myself. You'd be very surprised how.
So you bore yourself. That's what you try to say.
No, I mean, I need to be out doing things. That's right. Why I have so much going on because I just
Why do you
be
think
like,
that is? Why do you think that is? That you have to be doing things all the time?
Because I'm ADD and I'm Sag. And that's what we do. Boom. We just need things to do. Like, okay. You get bored easily. Can't yeah. sit. I mean, I can sit if I have to. Like,
yeah, so it's not like you're trying to avoid anything or.
No, I just. Yeah. Yeah, I just need things to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like accomplishing things. I like knowing everything and doing it. I don't know.
Yeah, I love knowing everything. It's just awesome being the smartest. It gets annoying when you're around a bunch of people that don't know anything,
right?
though. Just so boring.
Exactly.
Everybody's so stupid.
Yeah.
But, you know, you put up with it because you're smarter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know better.
The most intelligent conversations of the day are with yourself.
This is probably the best conversation I've ever had in my
probably
life.
Probably so.
Good. So you're recording your new album. What are the plans? I mean, do you where do you go from here?
Just keep working as hard as we can. You know, yeah. we meet up every week, you know, just constantly working on whatever the next thing is. So.
Right.
Where yeah. do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah.
Did I ask that question? I just
Oh
did.
Man, you know, who knows?
I know. But, 2 years. I don't know.
Yeah, you know,
2 years on Thailand.
Really?
It's
yeah.
easy.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
That's where all guys want to go.
We had a
it's
gig
like
there.
It's like paradise.
Yeah, we had a gig there, and we're going to play it. And I guess a guy was trying to bring us over there, and we quoted him like, I don't know, $50,000 or something, and we ended up scaring him off with the price. Like maybe this guy seems super rich. Maybe we can get away with this. So still I'm out of Thailand.
Didn't
so.
Work.
Awesome.
Paid and bought. Come back with like $2.
Yeah. Have you guys traveled out of the country at all?
Yeah,
did you have a chance?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, been all over Europe and got to go to Costa Rica, which is pretty cool.
Really?
That's
yeah.
one spot I want to go to.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You go zip lining. It's one of the most fun
I
things
love
ever
zip
to do.
Lining. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But never in Costa Rica. That'd be awesome. That's what everyone says about Costa Rica. Go zip lining.
Yeah.
And surfing.
You know, I got
surfing.
Stuck in the middle on it. Mm-hmm. So this guy, he was this crazy little guy.
Shut up. How long was it?
Oh my God. All right. It was like the longest one you could go on, and it was maybe like 1,000 feet in the air. So this guy, he's got this like weird smile on his face, and he's yeah, and zips me out. And it was a little windy when I went, and how you stop is you move the thing. So it kept rubbing against the cable, and I wound up stopping halfway through.
Oh my!
So I'm like, what am I gonna do? You know? So then I had to turn on my back and you know walk on the cable like that.
Really pulled yourself up. Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't a good time.
I would have flipped out. That's the thing. Like I've done a lot of crazy shit, but because like on the show that we did, but. It's like when you get stuck, that's when I freak out. Like if I'm just going, running and jumping, like it's great. But if it's something, if I'm stuck and I'm literally like dangling over something, I'm gonna pee myself.
Really?
Yes.
Freak out.
That's why I hated bungee jumping.
And all the people below you too.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When you think it's rain, wake up.
Why is the rain in Costa Rica yellow?
Exactly. But oh my God, that's like a crazy story though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have peed myself.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Matt, have you traveled a little bit?
Yeah. I've been out of the country on, you know, as far as like Jamaica, some different spots in South America, Mexico, and Puerto Rico,
cool.
Rincon and whatnot.
Really?
Yeah. I hope to go to Italy pretty soon. Check out this Milan thing.
Yeah, you got to take it to Italy.
Yeah,
you
guys
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Can't wait to show you guys some real Italia.
Food and women.
Yeah.
And wine,
what about playing over there? I mean, could you like set up gigs? I mean, would it be?
Yeah, we're working on something. Yeah, we're working
awesome.
On something. Yeah.
That'd be really.
That's
sick.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you must have traveled to other countries, being in Europe and everything, right? Did you take?
Yeah, I traveled. Yeah, I've been to France, Spain, England.
Right.
You know, a lot of places.
Yeah.
I used to travel a lot when I was a kid.
Did you really?
Yeah, with my parents, I've been to.
Yeah,
Cuba,
they love
Mexico,
traveling.
And yeah, they love traveling.
Yeah, you just went to Hawaii too.
I went to Hawaii, right?
Really? Hawaii is great.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love Hawaii.
And Egypt and
Africa.
Really?
I really want to go to Egypt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not in the past year, though, right?
Not
to
in
Egypt.
The past year, no, not soon.
Yeah,
you don't want to be there right
now.
They're
not letting you leave now, right?
Huh?
You see that in the news? You're not letting everyone leave out of Egypt?
Oh, really?
I didn't know that, really.
Wow.
I hate watching the news.
No, I didn't know that.
I really I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Well,
I don't watch
maybe it's new or something. Did you just hear about it?
I just saw it on Yahoo like yesterday. They're not letting it
there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I didn't hear about that. I don't know.
So there'll be no Rapscallions Egypt shows coming up.
Yeah. They have military rule there now, you know, so people are really pissed off because they started the revolution a year ago, and now they're getting pretty much what they had before, you know. So you have demonstrations again and protests and shit like that, you know. So I'm not surprised they're not letting anybody out, you know. That's the kind of government that they have there.
Yeah, maybe next year when everything's cool, we'll play the Sphinx.
Yeah, there you go. Play the Sphinx.
Play the Sphinx
all day.
Yeah. Rapscallions live at the Sphinx.
Oh, my God.
That would be cool. But you guys travel around the country, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we play all over.
Do you guys do a lot of college stuff, or is it like, I mean...
We do. We do some college stuff for sure.
I feel like that's like how they spread the word better.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Or trying to hit up some spots maybe in Florida in March. Go check out UF, and we're down in Orlando. You know, we might be able to make it down to USF too. Check out some spots in Tampa and whatnot.
You should play in Naples.
Tour as much as we can. Naples.
Yeah, we played at Cal State out here not so long ago. That was
Georgia.
Pretty fun.
In Northridge. Yeah. Cal State Northridge.
Yeah.
I know, that's a cool school, man. I went there, and. Yeah, it's cool to play in colleges, I think. You know,
yeah,
you kind of can connect with the people.
Yeah. And like, they're the ones that are Facebooking and tweeting about it. And they're like,
and they know how to party.
Exactly.
Right.
That too.
Yeah. All right, guys. So do you want to plug something? Do you have a website people can go to and listen to the music? Or you want to send them to iTunes or what?
Check us out definitely on iTunes. Go to Facebook.com/Rapscallions Music. Mm-hmm. You know.
What's your Twitter?
It's rap_scallions. Pretty easy.
Sweet.
Okay. Awesome. So you guys consider some of it rap also? Because, I mean, from what we heard, it didn't really sound like rap to
me. No, it's like
not too gangster.
Yeah.
Not too gangster.
You know, we're not going to pop a cap in your ass or anything.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it's just what we do. It's whatever sounds good to us is what we try not to have any limitations towards a style. We don't say, oh, we're this and we're going to put it out. You know, we just say, oh, this sounds good and we like it and we'll do it.
Cool. Yeah. And your CD, is it available online? People can buy it?
iTunes?
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes. Or if you want a physical copy, you can go on our Facebook.
Uh-huh.
You can join our Party Army, which is our fan club, and you can get the CD when you go on there.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Okay, everybody, check them out. And we're just about out of time. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Of course. It's always a pleasure, and all the best to you. I'm really impressed with the success and everything, and you guys really follow your dreams, and that's amazing.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Look out for the next album coming out probably this summer.
Sounds good.
Sweet.
And Dario, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bringing a little Italian flavor into here and everything.
He brings a spicy Italian.
Hey, I bring the spicy Italian every damn day.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
That's true.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I had to. Everyone, everyone have an awesome weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend. And you be safe.
You know, I'm locking myself in the damn house.
Okay.
A bottle of Jack.
Thanks all for joining us. We'll see you all on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.